Well, as we began, we noted that this evening we are meditating upon the theme of God's sovereignty in our suffering, in the suffering of the Christian. And tonight, I would like just to think with you and meditate with you briefly from the story of Joseph. Now, the story of Joseph is probably one of my favorite Old Testament stories. It is, of course, the final story in the book of Genesis, and in some ways, it's kind of the finale of the book of Genesis, in that it typologically previews how God intends to save the world from the guilt and the curse of sin that was brought in by the disobedience of our first parents, Adam and Eve. And in short, in the Joseph story, we see this beautiful picture, this historical picture, but this typological picture of a son of Israel rejected by his brothers, raised up by God to be the Lord of the nations and Savior of Israel. And the picture is quite powerful. Perhaps as you read through the Joseph story, you realize that a son of Joseph has been rejected by his brothers, raised up by God, but that he is actually giving bread to the world. The whole world is coming to Egypt, and Joseph is the bread giver. He is giving bread. He is giving life to the world. Well, one of my favorite episodes in that story, in the Joseph story, is when, after he is sent by his father Israel to see to the well-being of his brothers, and Israel actually says, he actually says, see to the peace of your brothers. It's very strong. We think of what the Father has done in Jesus Christ, seeing to our peace. But he sends Joseph to see to the peace, to the well-being of his brothers. And when he comes to Shechem, he finds that they are not there. And you remember in, this is chapter 37, verse 15. I will read that portion here. He comes to Shechem and he said, now a certain man found him, and there he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, what are you seeking? So he said, I am seeking my brothers. Please tell me where they are feeding their flocks. And the man said, they have departed from here, for I heard them say, let us go to Dothan. So Joseph went after his brothers and found them in Dothan. Now perhaps you've wondered, I've wondered many times, how many times did Joseph recall that incident as he was being carried down to Egypt, as he was being sold as a slave, as he was being thrown into prison for being falsely accused by the wife of Potiphar? How many times did he recall that incident from his life? Remember, from an earthly perspective, only Joseph could have reported that story. The brothers were not there in Shechem. They had gone on. This random man, whose name the Bible does not give us, is not the one to report this. Joseph is the one who remembers this incident. And why does he remember it? Well, if you think about it, how many things have to come together, as it were, by chance, for Joseph to find his way to Dothan? Well, first, his brothers have to decide, we're going to leave Shechem and go to Dothan. And actually, Dothan is right on the trade route that takes you down to Egypt. So of all the places that they could have chosen to go to, they chose to go to the place where there will be traders going and coming from the land of Egypt. They happen to decide to go to Dothan. Well, there also just happens to be a stranger who overhears their discussion and he overhears them say, let us go to Dothan. Well, what are the chances of that? But not only that, additionally, it just so happens that when Joseph shows up in the fields of Shechem looking for his brothers, he just meets the man who overheard the brothers discussing and saying, we're going to go to Dothan. It just so happens. Well, of course, in the providence of God, his wise, holy, perfect providence who governs and controls all things, all people, all actions, nothing just happens in God's world. And I suspect that Joseph meditated deeply upon that event in his life and realized that, you know what? what my brothers did was evil. He doesn't deny that, but clearly God sent me here. It wasn't by chance that I came to Shechem. It wasn't by chance that I met that man. It wasn't by chance that that man happened to overhear my brothers. It wasn't by chance that they decided to go to Dothan, of all the places that they could have gone to. And so that is the lesson. That is the thing that we want to just meditate upon this evening, that God is sovereign in our suffering. This is one of the things. We're going to read a number of scriptures that speak to various aspects of this theme. But one of the things that I want you to take away with and hide in your heart and meditate upon during this week as you go out and about is to remember that in the life of Joseph, as in the life of Jesus Christ, nothing happens by accident. Every detail, every painful detail, every sorrowful detail, every detail of your life is orchestrated by God. Nothing is outside of His power. Nothing is outside of His wisdom. And nothing is outside of His saving will. And that's the second thing to meditate upon. Joseph understood, and probably understood at a very young age, but he understood well, and we're going to read a portion from Genesis 50, that though his brothers intended evil against him, God intended it for good. God sent him to Dothan. And he did that in order, why? To keep, to preserve many people alive as it is this day. Remember this, that the details of your life are not only controlled by God, but they have a salvific, a redemptive purpose. So you think you stub your toe, I'm just stubbing my toe. Well, in one sense, it is a little thing. But in another sense, nothing is little in God's world. Everything has a purpose, and in Jesus Christ, and for those who are in Him, everything is looking forward to His accomplishment of His saving purposes in Jesus Christ. Everything is moving to that. And so I'm going to read just a portion from Genesis 50, verse 20. We're going to read it again, but to have this in our hearts and minds. "But as for you," Joseph said, "you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive." Amen.